KE1.
KE8LX, statewide 1.
All right, WRO from WAFU.
Yes, sir. NAWRO here.
Well, first off, let me just say this is my new APX lookalike, so let me know if it sounds okay and it's working okay, because that's new to me. But hey, I'm looking, I'm at the National Weather Service right now. There is, in fact, a for Detroit, there's a special weather statement. So that is legit. I don't know who was asking about that. I heard a few people have pointed out that their repeater keeps saying special weather statement. But it is legit. There is currently a standing special weather statement.
All right. I appreciate that. John, are you out here too? KE8WUO.
Yeah, I am. And it's rather interesting. I'm not sure why our... Cause it's not just my API that's telling me the alerts are cleared. It's St. Clair County is doing the same thing. Both of ours cleared at 9:15 this morning. So I'm trying to investigate as to why we're seeing two different things. I just jumped on to the National Weather Service's website to try to see. And I think what Sean said might be part of the root of the problem is if we're looking at National Weather Service alerts for Detroit, but I'm looking at National Weather Service alerts for Macomb County, then that could create a problem. But looking at their thing, it's listing Macomb County. And I'm struggling to see when it says it expires, but I'm looking into it, and I appreciate the feedback. KEAWUO.
Copy that. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim to be an expert at it, but definitely looks like there is this icy rain with icy conditions potentially is still valid till 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, no. That's an old one. I've gone too far. Looks like this one here. It just says 8:30 a.m. EST, Tuesday, January 6th, and I don't see anything or even know how there would be an expiration. Would it say, you know, so I don't know how that works. You guys know probably as much as me, but it does look like it's legit.
Copy that. All right. Well, sorry for the false alarm, but I just noticed that something isn't talking like it should be. So I want the alerts to be authoritative, you know, so if my alerts are saying it's clear and you're seeing that it's not, that's a problem and I need to fix it. So I appreciate that and sorry to get you involved in something that looks like it's probably a problem on my end.
John, just to let you know, I'm on the Slack app for DTX Weather. So I can check it out from there, too. I'm not sure if you have that. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, after seeing Jeff's reply about he just looks at the Slack or the NWS chat, I signed up for it just now and am pending approval, or maybe I just need to check my email, but I literally just signed up for that. To get into there. I just need to see some more context of what's going on to really narrow this down.
All right, gentlemen, let me jump out of here. I'm trying to troubleshoot the damn Broadcastify feed. For some reason, it's not working. That's right here local. So I'm trying to figure it out now. I'll let you guys get back to that. And I could be wrong, John. Don't take what I'm saying as a best I can tell is kind of a, you know, not somebody who really watches this. It looks legit, but you may find out otherwise. If so, let me know. All right, we got to get out of here. W8FU, be back in a bit.
Copy that, Sean. Have a good one. NAWRO. John, that'll help you out too when Skywarn season comes, because that's what we use for Skywarn as well. So you're on top of it. I'll let you go. Have a good one. I'll be here if needed. NAWRO.
Copy that. All right. Yeah. I just, there might just be like another API that I need to piggyback on or something. I'm not 100% sure to make sure that we're getting all the active alerts, because when we are activated for Skywarn, I want to know within the minute of when the alert clears. So we're not, pulling, we're not still active when we don't need to be. So I want to be able to stand down with great certainty that we can. So if there's two different type of alerts, I need to get to the bottom of that one. So thanks everybody. KEAWUO.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't want to say one season's worse than the other, but it'd be nice to. Yeah, it's good that we're working on this now, so that it'll be fixed for, basically tornado season. So, all right, thanks, John. NAWRO, clear but listening.
KEAWUO, statewide one.
NAWRO. So all I need to know, John, is it foggy out or is it not foggy? I don't know.
I think it's foggy, but if there's hazard out there, I wouldn't know. But I do think it's foggy.
Yeah, all joking aside, I like to get out and walk towards the perimeter of the backyard there and get a little few steps in at least. And I usually go to the east side of my back fence. And if I look properly, I can normally see the tower for FBI for Richmond. But no way today. I can't see anything out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's they're definitely issuing a fog advisory for kind of a bear getting this stupid hazardous weather outlook to pull into the API for some reason. It's I want to update the website so it shows that, but it's bugging me. It won't let me do it, and I have to get back to work, but I want to fix it before the hazardous weather condition goes away. So it's like I kind of need to do this while it's there, because once it goes away, I won't be able to test it to see if it's working. And so I'm just stuck.
Catch 22 situation there, as they say. So, yeah, I mean, graphically, the banner looks nice. I like it there. Good colors, contrast with the other darker blue or different shade of blue below it. But, yeah, operationally, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I color code that bar for advisories. It's going to be like this light blue for a warning. No, for a watch, it will be yellow, and for a warning, it will be red. So it will be colored based on the severity of the advisory. I kind of want to do the hazardous weather yellow, but I might choose orange just to keep it kind of separate, but we'll see. I got to get it working first.
Yeah, copy that. Pretty it up later after it's actually working, but that seems reminiscent about that one MyCon procedure document I just finished. But I did take the colored text away from that and just kind of do what you did here, just put a bar there. I don't think it was highlighted in that case. I think it was just like a bar or dot, a red dot, green dot, and yellow dot for conditions of the net, but not the text, as the one member mentioned. Not a good idea if you're, color impaired. But I think the way you're doing it here is good.
Yeah, I hope so. Once I get to the site in the position that I think I like it, I'll run it by someone who I think might be color blind and make sure they agree that they can read it still. I don't know if John is, but I know he brought it to my attention, so I'll find out from him one of these days.
copy that. Yeah, I just assumed it was the fact that the text was the color. It looked cute, but I could see where, but all text here is black, so that's fine. Whatever the bar is, it should, is the background, so I would think it should be good, but yeah, you better verify. You're right.
Yeah, so other than that, what else is new and exciting? Anything good? I'm looking forward to our meeting discussions that we had yesterday and the results of that. I heard Wally talking about it a little bit, and that is going to be a cool thing.
Yeah, interesting, and that topic is really cool. Your website is very cool. I'm probably just going to be working on the minutes today, so I might not be data entry until probably tomorrow, but I'd like to at least start on that tomorrow. So, but like you said, there's no rush on that. But let's see, we're on statewide one. So the one person I saw, I heard on the radio today. So I think we can do this, get a hold of them. And we do have some new policies going into place for 2026. So we're going to have to make contact with them probably by email anyway. So I like how you put that in there. I got to go to that page. I'm on the first page now, but I got to go to the website page where you use criteria, right?
Yeah, you can click on the details button too, and that'll just link you to the weather page. And then the active weather alerts are on top. And there will eventually be, what did we call it, a hazardous weather outlook message also, since I just now today learned that there's a difference between a National Weather Service alert and the National Weather Service hazardous weather advisory. And from my understanding, the hazardous weather advisories are issued once a day, and so they don't actually expire until like midnight. So I, at least that's my latest understanding. I'm still kind of digging into it all. But I think that's the general understanding that I have of it, is like they'll let you know that, hey, today you should see some weather. And then the alerts come based on where the actual weather's at and its progression through your county. So that makes it a little bit more easy to interpret and understand why I would leave the alerts and the all clear message based on the alerts and not the hazardous weather outlook. But it's way more confusing for everyone to interpret than I ever intended.
NAWRO. Yeah, well, you know, it's still, I guess we'll consider this still beta testing. I mean, I realize it's live, but that's, again, good season to do it. This isn't Skywarn season. And I was going to say, maybe if we don't have a defense, well, I agree with what your interpretation is. I think that's right. But we will be having a Skywarn class this spring, although I don't need to take it. I still like taking it every year. So if that the NWS person is giving the class, we can ask her questions. So that's going to be one right now.
Yeah, that will be cool. It would be nice to have a class or training from the actual Weather Service. It'd be nice if they were on statewide one. I assume they are, but they just might not monitor unless we're in like a watch or a warning. We are in a fog advisory, but that doesn't really warrant, you know, activating a, you know, what do you call that? What is that thing in the White House? The Situation Room. You know, we don't need to activate the Situation Room for a fog advisory.
Yeah, hold the mic on that for fog. Hey, you know that? All joking aside, though, you know Randy, he's he's Micon, and he's right there in Shelby Township, and he's on Discord. He's helpful. We could reach out to him. He's quite helpful, the one that helped us put up the Apers and TwinLink.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's weird because we have all these people, and it's really hard to know where all their experience and expertise lies. And so, yeah, I would have never thought to reach out to him and ask them questions on that. So, yeah, that would be helpful. We need like a resources page on the website or something where we can kind of document a little bit better, or just in our public, you know, or not public, or in our private personnel folder or something, a directory of advisors and their areas of expertise, so we know who to reach out to in these situations. But at the same time, that's what we have you, Dave, and Mike for. So, whatever.
I actually have that, and it's a bunch of sticky notes surrounding, you just laughed if you saw this, a bunch of sticky notes just surrounding my monitor. And it took me, you know, your whole QSO there so I could find where he's at. He's on the top left. So Whiskey Fox 5 X-ray, Randy. And, yeah, he is on Discord. And he did assist me with that Micon document. So, I haven't seen him on Discord recently, but he's there on ours. He might be on FBI too, but I know he's on ours.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be cool to get all those sticky notes in a document somewhere. But yeah, I did laugh when you said that a little bit. And I do the same thing. It's tough for me because, you know, unless I'm at the home, you know, which I rarely am, the sticky notes I make here at work don't always make it home and vice versa. So, that's where having it in a directory that I can reach from anywhere would come in handy. But also, you know, I don't need to reach out to those guys routinely. So, but I guess in an emergency, in an actual situation, having that information kind of readily available seems, you know, seems like a good idea. But, cool.
All right, sir, you going to get off work anytime soon, or you still got a while to go? I'll probably finish up, do a little bit more on the minutes, and then call it a day. Only 8 hours a day, I think the union says.
Well, I have not been following that rule, that's for sure. There's been a couple nights where I start work at like 4 p.m. on the website, and I don't stop until 9 a.m. the next morning, and then I go to sleep, especially during the holiday there, you know, between Christmas and New Year. I had a decent amount of time off of work to work on it, so I was really putting grinding hard and really trying to make a lot of progress. And so that made it real fun for me this week to get back to work at my normal scheduled time. But yeah, all right. Well, I will let you clock out, and I'll be monitoring statewide in the meantime. But we'll talk to you probably later. KE8WUO, I'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Jen. I'll clear as well, but I'll keep the radios on. I'm not going anywhere tonight, that's for sure. I just don't feel like going out there. NAWRO, clear. Have a good one.
KE8SCR, monitoring statewide one.
KE8B1.
KJBD testing. KJBD testing.
KHABD from W8COP. Sound good, Jim?
8COP, KJBD. Good to hear you. Hopefully you can make it back on the HF for Vera. How are you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. Yep, I think the net will probably start back up this week, I would think. And, we've had pretty steady attendance, you know, 5-6 guys, and we always look forward to seeing your win-win messages as well.
WATOPKJBD. Yeah, things have been busy here, trying to get back in the swing of things, seeing if I can maybe make an interop this March, if that's possible. So back to you, KJBD.
KJBD, WATOP. Yeah, very good. Well, I think it's been 2 or 3 years since I went to interop over in Muskegon, but trying to get some other people from the region to have that experience. So I've been quite a few times over the last 15 years, and like I say, we try to get some of the newer people in there and get them some exposure to the different programs that are offered.
VHCOP, KJBD. Yeah, I agree. We've been trying to do that. Our new district EC is trying to push that around. I think this time I haven't been there to Muskegon yet, so it's been a few years, so I think I may just do this one on my own nickel, just for the hell of it. Anyway, back to you, KJBD.
Yeah, it's cost a few dollars, that's for sure. I've been pretty fortunate when I worked for Aranac County, they footed the bill, and then the region gets a few free spots, and been able to take advantage of that. So, all right, Jim, I won't hold you. Good to hear you, and stay safe down there, and we'll talk to you later. KJBD from WHCOP.
WHCOP, KJBD. Cheers and beers. Have a good one. This is KJBD, and I'll be clear.
KJKJO, WBD.
KJKJO.
Yeah, just come on in.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
KFADTQ, KCAKJO. How's it going, Darren?
How's your day going so far?
I'm done with it. Stopped by WAVD's office, picked up my bat phone and sidecar, and now heading back to the home. You out of the office now and heading on your way home?
Yeah, I'm out of the office heading on my way home. One of my coworkers was asking about the radio on my desk at work. They were trying to figure out how the heck it works and have to use it. Just like did, nah, you're not figuring it out. Or do you need to?
Yeah, I got a coworker like that, too. He rolled with me yesterday. I was trying to, I had Fred pass me up on the freeway. I was going to Lapeer, and I saw him, and he saw me, but he was on Statewide 2 instead of Statewide 1, so couldn't contact him. But, yeah, my coworker asked the same thing. What's this one for? What's this one for? Because I'm not going to four of them in here.
Yeah, I might explain it to him sometime and let him interact with it and see what he can see something about it. I don't really know. It's one of those things where it's just like I kind of am used to being on the radio outside of work and all that, and he was trying to figure out how to answer what he thought was a call, and it's just like, well, it's not exactly that. It usually just blurts things out if it's on and the volume's up high enough, so...
Yeah.
Maybe I'll show him. I don't know.
Why not? Maybe I'll put the bug in his ear or a bee in his bonnet, and he might get his ham ticket or something.
That is kind of what I'm thinking about, except for the fact that at work there's conversations that probably shouldn't be on the air, so maybe not in the building. I don't know.
Yeah, your situation, I would not TX outside or inside the building. I would definitely step out and show him, or if he's by your car or something like that, show him in there. You got a mobile yet, or are you still on HTs?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I'm still just on HTs only. This is the BMR one, obviously. It's the RT4D, I believe.
Oh, the Retevis?
Yeah, it's the Retevis. It's an okay rate for what it is, as far as I know. I've a few other ones to get if I were to look into mobiles, but I don't yet have much of a setup for being prepared to do a mobile radio yet.
Well, if you have a power port, mobile power port, you're good there because you can just get a power port cord and I think the TYTMB 9600 comes with the plug-in power port for it, and you just got to get a decent 2-meter 440 antenna. And the TYTs you get for probably about $250, unless you want to go a little bit higher end. Then I would look at a different type of BMR.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that sometime. I'm trying to find a radio eventually that has more TX power than just the 20 that I think the TYT probably has. My goal was around 40, but yeah. I think from what I found online, it might just be easier to use one of the HTs that I already know works and a tiny power amplifier or something. I'm not sure.
I think the 9600, I think it's 50 watts. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's up there because it's UV and it's DMR. So I think it's up there. My coworker's got a 9600. It's mine, and it's on permanent loan to him, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pull into the neighborhood shortly. Talk to you later, I'm guessing Thursday with a nap, probably. See you later, 73. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Plug-On.
All right, sounds good. Have a good evening. Glad to hear you on the radio. 73 for now, KEAK0.
KEALAX, statewide 1.
WAOR, statewide 1.
KC8RWW. KC8RWW.